Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Apartment on Sheridan Square in New York. Had it almost 40 years. They say Dylan slept on the couch once, and Phil Oakes during his final psychotic days, when Phil called himself John Train and sat up all day on the sofa cutting up National Geographics, making whacked out collages and threatening people's lives with scissors. And Phil Oakes hung himself in Far Rockaway. But Dave Van Ronk tried to watch over all of them. Every kid who walked in wide-eyed with a guitar and a song fragment. They called Dave the Pope of Greenwich Village. And I sat on his couch a few times, and it was better than any $100... shrink or hooker. His second wife, Andrea, is a beautiful little woman who plays classical harp. And Dave would direct her to play records as we sat there and drank. Then he'd tell us to shut up and listen. And if we didn't listen, Van Ronk would command her to play a song again and again until we got it. Like, play that goddamn thing again, Andrea, play it. Now listen to this goddamn thing, you people. Listen to this goddamn song, you people. And he closed his eyes. Boy, would we listen. We'd try to clear out our drunken heads and listen deep. And then that big magic glass pitcher of white wine would appear with an ice cube shaft down the middle, magically refilled in the kitchen. Gallons of it. And Van Ronk would cough and close his eyes and suck on a forbidden cigarette till he was finally asleep, passed out, snoring and muttering on the couch. And you could hear his smoke-destroyed lungs struggling to clear the air. And we all staggered down those stairs. That little rent-controlled apartment, with all its books and Micronesian art and guitars and harps and cigarette smoke, wine bottles and folk ghosts, and wonderful, wonderful stories, and the magic glass pitcher of white wine. We all love Dave Van Ronk. He was the Pope of Greenwich Village, goddammit. And when he died, they had all the appropriate tributes. I heard they even named a street after him in New York City. But who the hell can conjure up those nights we all spent feeling honored and blessed by the Pope, melting into a couch, hearing him rant and rave and tell old stories? That's the way it was. Sinking further and further into that couch, giving us benediction with a cigarette stub, ashes flying everywhere, as some new guitar poet kid walked through. We were wondering if Dylan dropped any songs between the cushions that were still down there. All we found was old pennies. So go down to the village, do yourself a favor one of these days, and put your ear to the ground over there near Sheridan Square. Listen to him, goddammit, listen. He's still there, Listen to Dave Van Ronk. Play that goddamn song again, Andrea. Play it, play it. Play that goddamn Van Ronk song one more time. I can hear him coughing, singing, barking, lecturing, laughing, ranting and raving in heaven or hell or purgatory, oblivion, nirvana, wherever they send the real good ones after they pass on through. And their earthly gig is over.
Description of Dave Van Ronk. That's pretty accurate, actually. He was a tall man, and he had that gravelly, gravelly voice, and when he got really excited, he would really gravel it out. And yeah, the forbidden cigarette. He was an asthmatic, a major, major asthmatic, and yet he smoked like a chimney. So if you get those recordings, especially those live ones, you can hear him breathing big time, Dave Van Ronk. And intellectual, too, you know, when he was not in his cups, which was some fair amount of time, he could really, really discuss music in an eloquent manner, and just a neat guy, old Dave Van Ronk. And I got to open for him back at the old Ahab's Whale a long, long, long time ago. And normally, you know, when you open up for a musician, you open up right before the show, and then he comes on and does his whole thing. Well, he convinced me during the break to open up a second time in the break, like he said they do in the old clubs. So I actually did two opening sets before each break, before each one of his sets. But during that second set, he poured down beakers of wine, of white wine. And the second set that he did wasn't nearly as good as the first. But what an incredible influence. In terms of the blues, in terms of folk and contemporary, Dave Van Ronk. Part of that whole scene that spawned Paxton and Dylan and a lot of folks in Greenwich Village. Oh, yes, indeed. How about one more from Amy Martin?
Thank you. And here's Neil Young.
Listen to me, honey.
A really interesting album. This is Neil Young, recorded live in Miami in around 1984, 1985, something like that. And it's an album that was originally to have been released at that time. And it was obviously intended to be a live album, and they set it up, you know, that it would be recorded and everything, and it's all there. But Neil Young's record label at the time, and this is why so many people try and get away from the major record labels, I believe it was Warner Brothers, Reprise, it was one of those biggies, and they said, hey, this just doesn't sound like Neil Young, we can't make any money off this, so they didn't release it. And, of course, right about that point in Neil Young's career, nobody knew what he sounded like. He was doing some interesting stuff. He was doing computer-generated albums, and of course, he was doing the kind of tail-end rock stuff, and, you know, he'd been with Crazy Horse and Buffalo Springfield and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And in all of that, there was a lot of eclecticism. Anyway, it was all there. And so to say this doesn't sound like Neil Young was kind of a not a very bright thing to do. It was just a different phase of Neil Young. And, of course, Neil Young went on to do his ARC and his Welding albums, and you know, there are those who would arguably and who could make a pretty good case for crediting Neil Young with the sort of the origins of the American grunge sound. And he, of course, he finally worked with Pearl Jam and all those guys in the 90s, and that's what that was all about. But Neil Young is a much larger influence than I think even the best pop musicologists would want to admit, and I don't know why. He's a little irascible, maybe, but anyway. This album was just newly released not too long ago, and it's kind of a neat album. It's very country. It's one of the most country albums that any rocker, whatever, folky produced. And it is Neil Young. It's definitely Neil Young with all his buddies, the International Harvest Band. And it's got some pretty good stuff, Neil Young, on it. Okay? So we're going to listen to a little more of that. But first, Rachel Harrington, her second album. I thought that I had aired her second album quite a while ago, but her second album is this one, and it's Rachel Harrington, her best. I really like what she does. Rachel Harrington, she's Oregon-based, and I think all of her albums are excellent, excellent albums with kind of a roots feel to them, and she does a real nice job of writing in that kind of folk country mode, but kind of a quieter alternative thing going on. Rachel Harrington, good stuff, good stuff.
my drinking and work on a building to give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
She chopped it right off there, indeed, 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 with a great clarinet work. And Rachel Harrington is her name. What a nice kind of a folky, bluesy, rootsy version of that bluegrass tune that we hear so many, bluegrass song we hear so many, many, many times. Working on a building combined with old-time religion. Rachel Harrington. Good stuff, good stuff. And she has a brand new album that that came out in 2011, early in 2011, which is really, really good. And then her album career spans about, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And it's all like that. It's all like that. A lot of references to doing the blues and singing the blues and Johnny and June and driving in the trucks, listening to good music, and just really good songs. And for every song about lost love, there's a song about sunshine. On her albums, Rachel Harrington, we're going to hear one more from her in the next half hour, and a couple more from Neil Young, and who knows where we're going to go with all of this really good music that we have here on Inland Folk. But we're going to have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we will. My name is Dan Marr, and Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Playlists at www.nwpr.org. That's www.nwpr.org. That's where you can find the playlists And it's all good. It's all good. Everything's looking good. Taking a break. We're going to be right back with lots more music. So you just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now. Hang on.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with high temperatures reaching 72 on the Palouse and 80 in the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's lows will be in the low to mid 50s, and tomorrow's highs should be in the mid 70s to lower 80s, with warmer and drier weather expected for the week ahead.
The programs you enjoy on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by contributions from listeners and by the sponsorship of businesses, including Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax and Fisher Systems. You can learn more about our community partners and how you can also be a sponsor by sending an email to nwpr@wsu.edu.
Thank you. she left back home with his wife. And some say she had a broken heart. And he had everything he wanted until having it turned out to be a job. One fallen asleep trucker and a girl hitchhiking with a dog. They were bound for glory, bound for living on the edge. They were bound for each other like two blankets laying on a bed. She had a new way of living, new way of looking at life.
I suppose all those people that heard the ARC album and the grunge album and saw him with Pearl Jam wouldn't think that he would sound like that. But that just goes to show you how much we pigeonhole folks, doesn't it? Neil Young is easily one of the most diverse artists in the history of all music, I think. And I think that's a good way to put it. I think he's more diverse and more musically inclined in all different areas than Crosby and Stills and Nash and all those folks he hung out with. Yeah, I mean, that's what I think. I'm not sure if everybody would agree, but Neil Young is an amazing, amazing, amazing man. Quirky and private and a little out there, but what can you say? Neil Young. From the album called International Harvest, that's the band, and it's a Miami concert recorded. And it's cool because you can hear the audience in there, and they're kind of rowdy. You know, it's definitely an audience that came to see Neil Young and to be rowdy, and they got all this country music. Yeah, yeah, good stuff. So if you buy another Neil Young album from that era, don't be expecting it to sound like that, because it won't sound like that at all. Not at all. Alrighty, back to Rachel Harrington. Rachel Harrington, what you got for me? Yet another song written about Harry Truman, of Mount St. Helens fame, who didn't make it, actually. But he didn't make it. He was stubborn and said this is where he wanted to wind up. This is where he grew up. This is where he wanted to be. Harry Truman. It's an interesting story. And this is a good song. Neil Woodall. Remember Neil Woodall way, way back? I don't know what he's even doing now. He lived in Seattle. He did... He worked on boats. He worked on the electrical systems in boats. Just a nice fella. Real modest guy. And he wrote a great song about Harry Truman. It's on his album someplace. I need to find that album. Neil Woodall. Well, we just keep her rolling here, don't we? Oh, yes, we do.
Take your hands off my dress. It's already been spoiled. Take the rubbing from my neck. It's causing the cramping. Take your hands off my heart. It doesn't need caressing. Take your head off my breast. Yours for resting. God, it's been years since I woke alone. I thought nothing of it. Through the blur of years, I've become accustomed to thinking for two and to thinking for you. Take your records to the store where we first met. Tell them we apologize, but the wind blows into a net and we couldn't get out of it. Squirming, I got used to it, but I always resented it. Hated your complacent feedback when I tried to plan an exit. Already gone is the love I had for our first year. Already gone is the warmth I had to make more stay in touch and put my picture in a place we won't see it for years. Bring it back when you can forgive me and think of me as one thinks of themselves in the purest, blindest years. Where's the heart I was dreaming of? Not in me, not in anyone. Where's the warmth of the fireside? Gone from the earth to the riverside. God, it's been years since I woke up and I wanted to get up. Forgive me, my love, but I'm bad at getting worse off.
Never make a sound. I watch it flowing and I lift my eyes and turn around to watch you walking out my door.
I'm gonna leave the city, I'm gonna leave this town when the night's too short and it's hard to get around without lying. I'm gonna leave the city, but I might not be the same when I come back. You may look a mess to catch my attention, I may not look you back. And there ain't no telling just what I'm gonna be. I just hope to lose this knothole illusion of what once was me. Always told do what you want, and I was always told what I wanted to do. I always believed I wanted to do it, and I always believed I was happy to. I'm gonna change the way of living it.
it's to lie. I always smile when I wanted to cry, and I don't know what I want. I mean, the people I like the most, I sleep with the men that scars me the most. It's never been the answer. And I've got more life than this poor grand great town. I'm gonna get out of here and shake my weight around just because I can. I always thought I had to pull in the reins. Each and every last time, I've never let them go loose. Now they're all but worn through. Go on, tell me what to do. Say it doesn't sound like you. Well, I'm lost, lonely, and lying to. Can take it, but I clearly can't. I've clearly been faking it since day one. Everything I have, I question its value. When I bought it, I was lost, searching for something to hold on to, but now I don't know what I want. And everything that I've given away, what wasn't really mine belonged to person, let other people define. But smoke me if you got hope. And all my life I've done what's been expected of me. I've fulfilled other people's dreams. I've lived a life of mediocrity. But you don't have to give me what is mine. It's a bender for the taking. It just takes a matter of time to learn that. And I'm gonna let go the reins. If it means crying for a better one down the line. I don't care what any of you have to say. Your pains were made on yesterday's. I'm leaving this old town today.
Robert Blake, Humdinger Days and Humdinger Nights is the name of that album, and the whole album is that way. Just unbridled, uncontrolled energy. Oh my goodness, goodness, goodness. It's a lot to take all at once, but they're, you know, he's a good guy. I like Robert Blake a lot, and his albums are not all like that at all. Some of them are very introspective and a lot more meditative and slow and that kind of thing, and then he comes up with this thing. I'd love to have stock in the company that he gets his strings from. I'll bet he's busting strings all over the place. It would be interesting to watch him perform that stuff and to have to get up enough to do that. Incredible energy. Humdinger Days and Humdinger Nights. We also heard from Carol Valentine from her album Standing Tall. We'll hear more from that in the third hour of the show. We have to take a little bit of a break. Going to be right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming right back. Oh, yes, we are.
Some fiddlers, singers, pipers, harpers seem to speak somehow more clearly from the quieter corners of the Celtic lands. They are tradition bearers, preserving distinct regional voices, and you'll hear them on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock in just about an hour, right after hour three of Inland Folk with Dan Marr, which begins in just a moment here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
Thanks to generous listeners and businesses, you can enjoy your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio. Our business sponsors include Swilly's Restaurant and Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories in Pullman. You can learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them by visiting nwpr.org and clicking on Support.